A winter weather advisory is in effect today with 2 to 6 inches of snow expected throughout the day across the Front Range. Parts of the state east of Fort Morgan and north of Berthoud Pass may get as much as 18 inches of snow. Be on the lookout for severe weather with poor driving conditions this afternoon. More than 40 janitors at the Coors Brewery in Golden unanimously ratified an agreement and joined the Service Employees International Union, Local 105, Saturday. This new agreement includes 7% wage increases, better benefits, and more time off. Veteran janitor Juan Manuel Petraca said that the union difference is important to him because they have better jobs and also a better brewery and community because of the union. This is the latest victory for SEIU Local 105, which celebrated a historic wage increase for Denver International Airport employees last November. The University of Colorado recently announced its decision to withdraw from investments in Russian companies after Governor Jared Polis urged higher education institutions to find ways to divest from Russian state-owned assets. At least one CU faculty member has ended a research partnership with a Russian institute that expressed support for the country's invasion of Ukraine. CU has also requested that their $3.5 million investment in mutual funds with equity holdings in Russia be pulled as soon as possible. CU interim president Todd Salomon says the university is looking for ways to show support for the people of Ukraine and believes that cutting these relatively negligible investments is the right thing to do. Attorney General Phil Weiser announced yesterday that Rapid Wire LLC has pleaded guilty to one count of criminal pollution for discharging fluids from work sites into a storm drain in Arvada that leads into Clear Creek. KGNU's Rachel Cody has more.
Rapid Wire LLC is a business that does directional drilling for underground utilities and was previously issued a compliance advisory by the Stormwater Administrator back in November of 2019 for illegal discharge in the same area. Weiser said his office was prepared to bring charges against Rapid Wire under newly enacted legislation HB20-1143, a bill passed in 2020 to enhance penalties for those that violate the clean water provisions of the law. People v. Rapid Wire LLC is the first case to be prosecuted because of this legislation. Steve Faria, the owner of Rapid Wire, pleaded on behalf of the company on Monday in Jefferson County District Court. And as a part of the plea, Rapid Wire donated $10,000 to the Colorado Watershed Assembly and paid nearly $3,000 in restitution to cover the cost of testing and the cleanup of the dumping sites. Additionally, Rapid Wire must forfeit its municipal general contractor license for the city of Arvada, and the company is prohibited from doing any work as a general contractor for the city or within the city of Arvada. The company may reapply for this license in the future, but the city of Arvada will not guarantee approval of the application. For KGNU, this is Rachel Cody.
Each year, Colorado law enforcement reports an average of 4,000 wildlife vehicle collisions, or WVCs, many of which result in human and animal injuries, deaths, and an approximate annual cost of $80 million. It's estimated that the actual number of WVCs and the cost could be much higher. In response, Senate Bill 22151 was introduced by State Democratic Senators Jesse Danielson and Tammy Story, alongside State Democratic Representative Julie McCluskey and State Republican Representative Perry Will. This bipartisan bill would create a Colorado Wildlife Safe Passages Mitigation Fund, allocating $25 million to wildlife crossing projects in areas where WVCs are common. It has already received support from many, including sportsmen, wildlife conservation organizations, community leaders, and more. Colorado already claims to be a leader in wildlife crossing solutions, with more than 60 bridges and fences to guide animals toward safe crossings. The present investments have resulted in a 92% reduction of WVCs, but experts say that more needs to be done. The city of Boulder asked community members to imagine a city more resilient to climate change. In turn, community members submitted recordings of less than 45 seconds with their visions for Boulder's future. The city then created a voice collage with these recordings, titled Sounds of Hope. The collage is just over 4 minutes long and can be found online at the city's website and on its social media sites. Similarly, Longmont will be hosting an online educational event about sustainability on March 10th. Registration is required, and the event will focus on how the city will transition to renewable energy. Featured members of the conversation will include Longmont Power and Communications Director David Hornbacher, Longmont Mayor Joan Peck, and Tracy Burnett, Colorado House Representative for District 12. Today's weather is cold and snowy across the state. The temperature is going to stay cold with a high of 18 degrees and a low of 6. Outside our Boulder station this morning, it's 19 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Hannah Stewart.